Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Now, we're joined by Eric Jerome Dickey on the line. Eric, how are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, I am doing terrific. Thank you very much. And thank you for being a guest on the show. First of all, I love your books, and I love the dilemma that you put your hero into. Hero may not be the right word. Protagonist into in this story. So tell us a little bit about the story behind Tempted by Trouble.
The actual story?
The actual storyline, just briefly, because it's so intriguing in these modern times.
Well, yeah, it is, and it is a reflection of our times with the foreclosures and the job losses. The main character, Dimitri Knight, used to be an executive, speaks four languages, worked in Detroit, lost that job, ended up working on the line, lost that job, and he's married, him and his wife lost a job within 6 months. And it's what it has done to their relationship and to their lifestyle and to just their entire existence, to be in a point where they're just so desperate that when someone enters into their lives and offers them the opportunity to, you know, we can make some quick money. All we have to do is go into a bank, 2 minutes in, 2 minutes out, we have some economic relief.
Sounds simple, doesn't it? But let me ask you, Eric, why'd you write this book against the backdrop of today's recession and unemployment? What intrigued you about that?
Well, you know what? It's like I was already going to write the story with the characters and the bank robbery, but I just happened to write it now during these times, and everything I write is very contemporary. So it provided a stronger motivation for the characters for being just morally challenged.
Exactly. And that's what intrigued me about this, because when I got your book, the first thing I thought was, how far would I go if I needed to provide for my family, maintain my relationship with my wife? Just what would I do? So tell us, your main character, Dimitrik,
right,
actually plunges deeper into the life of crime. What's the impetus that drives him deeper into crime?
Well, it's the he has already taken jobs that, you know, he's well-educated, grad student, and he's delivering pizzas because there's no jobs and no opportunities. Shovel-ready jobs are being created, but, you know, for the guy who is well-educated, there's no job. And his wife is very frustrated, and the marriage is coming apart at the seams, and she's doing things that compromising her dignity. And I just think there's this tension in the household where she feels like, I've done this, you should do that.
Exactly.
And it's just that pressure there. And part of it is just writing about a man who takes on the responsibility of a man who, in a relationship, feels as if when things go bad, he's supposed to fix it.
Yep.
He's supposed to do whatever he has to do to fix it. And even if it's wrong, he thinks that the reason I do wrong is so things can be right.
Mm-hmm. And I have to ask you, Eric, how many people out there do you think are faced with this type of dilemma today? Is this going to resonate with people?
Oh, gosh, this is across the country. I mean, just watching the news every day, everything is... I started writing this the better part of a year ago. I had no idea that by the time the book was released, I had no idea what state the economy would be in, and it's still the same. When I'm reading it, it feels as if I wrote it this morning. So, yeah, there are many people. I've seen interviews on CNN with people who are... both blue collar and white collar, and, you know, struggling to find jobs.
Absolutely, yeah.
And, you know, and the thing is about just existing in this country, any country, I mean, day to day, you have to eat, you know, day to day. So what will you do to eat? And these characters, for the most part, they're not trying to get rich. They're just trying to have what they view as a normal lifestyle.
Exactly. We're talking to Eric Jerome Dickey, everybody, author of the new book, Tempted by Trouble. Eric, what do you hope readers will get out of reading your novel?
Well, one, I hope they will just enjoy the story, because whenever I sit down and write, it's all about the story, character creation, and at the end of the day, I hope it feels real, and they empathize with the character, don't necessarily agree with what the character's do agree with their actions, male and female, because everyone in the story is challenged. And I just really just hope, they enjoy it.
Good. Eric, I've got to ask you, what did you get out of writing the novel?
Well, you know, it was a magnificent journey for me writing it, because I drove cross country 3 times. Every place that the characters go, I stopped. I got to see a lot more of the country, a lot more of the U.S., and really just trying to get inside the minds of these characters was, because it's not me, but you're playing what if, and you're really seeing the world from someone else's point of view.
I love it. We're talking to Eric Jerome Dickey, everybody. Eric, tell us, do you have any upcoming book events here in Southern California that listeners may want to attend?
Honestly, everything will be listed on my website, www.ericjeromedickey.com. Right now, I am bouncing around the U.S. Half of it is flying, and the other half is driving, and events are constantly being added. I just finished an event in L.A., a couple of days ago, but I know that I'll be back at some point.
That's great. We're talking to Eric Jerome Dickey, everybody. Eric, you're known for your thorough research. In fact, you alluded to it just a minute ago. You drove back and forth across the country a couple of times in writing the novel. Tell us about your research methods. Why do you do such extensive research for your novels?
You know, it's, on one level, like researching crime. I mean, this one, you know, bank robberies and the types, the style, because this is what the characters were going to do as part of the story, and I had to decide what type of criminals they were. You know, these aren't the guys who go into the bank and terrorize and jump over counters and do everything like this. These are guys who wear suits, and they look like the cast from Mad Men. And you know what I mean? They walk in, and they do this thing and walk out, you know, 2 minutes in, 2 minutes out. And every character, you know, it's like every character, it's like the research for creating each character. One character is military, and you know, I've read it in newspapers, and I've seen it online, where people who are in the military and have children, sometimes the father or mother of their children will use the fact that you're deployed for 2, 3, 4 times and basically call you an unfit absentee parent.
Mm.
And even though you're doing a job for the government, that holds up in court.
Sure.
So we have this character in the book who's motivated by that. Well, one, frustrated with the government, because it feels as if the government has turned their back. You know, you go to serve the government, and this is what I get. And they just want enough money to go get their kid.
You exactly.
know, attorney's fees and everything else. And then another has, you know, it's just, you know, I'm constantly reading, watching, creating. Another character was flooded out of his home, which is part of it. In the novel, this character has basically, this terrible thing happened to me. And for him, from his point of view, it's for no reason. So why would God allow this to happen? So I don't get into a lot of detail, but he's angry at God.
Yeah.
So some things that he do is like lashing back in his own way, lashing back at God. And then, you know, then Dimitri, just trying to imagine a marriage. Marriage is different when everything is working well. I mean,
right. And money puts great stresses on marriages.
Yeah. And then there's no money and you're married and just the frustration day to day. And you know, this is, you know, it's not the lifestyle that when you were in high school that you had plotted out for yourself.
Right.
And I think everyone wants to do better than the generation before. Then you find yourself not doing as well as your parents did.
Sure.
You're back in the neighborhood that you grew up in. You know, you didn't move up to the next level.
To the penthouse,
you know? Yeah. Yeah, you know, and part of being American, it hits on, you know, capitalism. Capitalism is about more. And a lot of people can't adjust to having less.
That's so true. We're talking to Eric Jerome Dickey. Eric, I got to let you go. His new book is titled Tempted by Trouble. Eric, if people want to pick this up, it's a great summer beach read. Where can they find your book, or how can they find you to get more information? What's your URL?
Let's say again, www.ericjeromedickey.com. From there, they can link to many booksellers, and also my tour information is there, and also links to social networking, Facebook and Twitter.
Ah, great. Eric, thanks so much. You're a wonderful guest, a local boy here in Los Angeles. Thanks for being on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain.
Thanks, Billy Brain. I appreciate it.